This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you very much for watching my Mishnah show. Hashem should help everyone master the Mishnayot and then move on to mastering the Gemara. Torah is the Tavlin. Torah is a protection for Klal Yisrael. Okay, so here we are doing the Living Mishnah. And I'd like to dedicate today's shiur as a zechus refuah shleima for my nephew, Aaron Ben Orly Sylvia. Should have a refuah shleima toshach olei Yisrael. And we're doing 748 in our series. And 752. Okay, so our Mishnah today is actually from Seder Moed, Masechta Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis. Two Mishnahs back to back. This Mishnah is going to discuss a strange scenario where you actually have a solution how to carry something on Shabbos in case of an emergency, such as a baby not wanting to walk, and you got to get this kid home before the storm comes or something like that, or before it rains or it's hot. Or if you find tefillin in the street or a barrel, and the Mishnah is going to give different cases. Okay, so we're used to wearing tefillin during davening. Some people are zeche to wear tefillin all day. Our Mishnah is speaking about a shocking case. A guy's going in the field on Shabbos, and he finds a bunch of tefillin. Someone wants to drop their tefillin. I don't know. Maybe the cipher, maybe the salesman. I don't know. So now what do you do? This is a Shabbos. You don't usually wear tefillin on Shabbos. So this is interesting machlokas. Hamotzi tefillin. If somebody finds tefillin, machnisan zug zug. The Tanakhama says you could put on the tefillin on Shabbos and you could take it home. And you'll walk home. It'll be kind of funny. The guy's walking in the street and his friend sees he's wearing tefillin. He's like, is everything okay with you? He's like, yeah, what do you want? I found it. Okay. So if you found more than a pair, you could go back and forth, pairing one at a time. So this rabbi of this Mishnah, this Tanakhama, holds that really Minatori could wear tefillin on Shabbos. The Chachamim were geyser not to wear them because maybe the Ritzua is going to rip or tear and then he's going to end up carrying them. So according to this opinion, really people would wear tefillin on Shabbos, even though Shabbos is an os, so you don't need the tefillin os. But really, according to this Tana, you would be allowed, according to the Torah, to wear tefillin. The Chachamim were the ones who said not to because you might come to carry it. So he says, and you should only wear one pair of tefillin, not two at a time, because you wear two at a time, then it might be considered bal tosef. You're not allowed to, do double. According to this Tana, you're not supposed to wear more than one pair. Even though there are people that wear Rashi and Beit Otam, that's something different. And even though some say you're supposed to have in mind that I'm only trying to do the mitzvah with the right one, not the one that might not be the halakha. It's more the chumrah. Okay, anyway, so we don't want that it should be a problem of Baal Tosef, because then it's like a masri if you're carrying two at once. Rabbi Gamliel omit shnayim shnayim. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you could put on two at a time. Because Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shabbos is not this man tefillin. So it's just like a tachshit. It's like a jewelry, putting on something nice. And therefore, there's room on the head for two tefillin. So it's not a problem carrying home two at a time. And it's not Baal Tosef, because I'm not trying to add to the Torah. I'm not even doing a mitzvah in this case, because he holds Shabbos is not the Zman Tefillin. Okay, very good. Says the Mishnah, when should you do this? When should you actually carry these tefillin wear these tefillin that you found? Only if it was an older pair of tefillin that you see the knot, so you know it's for sure tefillin, but if it's not knotted yet, then maybe it was a kameya. Maybe it wasn't even tefillin with parashios. And you would be potter from transporting it to a safer place. Now, this reminds me of a story where someone once left his tefillin by a playground and Goyim found it. And they thought it was nunchucks. And they were swinging it around and totally smashed and destroyed that beautiful pair of tefillin, Nebuch. So Chazal don't want tefillin to get abused. That's why they want you to put it on and take it home. Says the Mishnah, Mitzan Sevatim Okirichot. What if you found a bunch of them? I mean, too many for me to go put it on my head and on my arm and walk home and come back and put on another one and walk home. It's too far to get to my chatzer. So machshir chaleinu mivian, says the Mishnah, stay there till the end of Shabbos watching them. But what if it was at a time of Roman persecution where they didn't let Jews put on tefillin? Like in the time when the Yehuda HaNasi was born, they didn't even let pres mila. So in such a case, then just cover them, that no one should notice them and abuse them and go on your merry way. Maybe you'll be able to salvage them later. Okay, we're going to get to a case of Tchum Shabbos soon. And just to give you a little introduction, Tchum is wherever you are for Shabbos, you're allowed to walk around the city and 2,000 amos beyond the city. If you make an Erev, then you're allowed to go 2,000 amos in that direction where the Erev is, but not the opposite direction. Okay, so now keep that in mind. Rabbi Shimon says, in the case where you found a bunch of tefillin, he says, you know what? You don't want robbers to steal the tefillin. You don't want them to get lost. So I have an idea, Shimon says. I have a great idea. He says, give them to your friend. He should walk a couple, you know, less than Dalet Amot, because you're allowed to carry within 6 feet on Shabbat. The Isser is you're not allowed to carry more than that. And your friend will carry it until he gets to the outer Chatzar. But Shimon doesn't want you to carry it pachas midal namas because you might end up carrying it more than danamo. Now continues the Mishnah. V'chein bino. What if a guy has a kid and the kid doesn't want to walk? I remember when my children were very young, we took them for a walk. It was very nice. But then once they weren't in the mood to walk, so my wife and I would pass the kids to each other pachas midal namo. This is allowed an emergency case. V'chein bino notno l'chaviro v'chaviro l'chaviro afil meya. Even 100 people can pass the kid from one spot to the other spot, or the tefillin. This is very important for the well-being and safety of the child, right? Okay, now comes the Mishnah and talks some more about Tchum. We have another case now about Tchum. Ebuda Omer, Ebuda says, if a guy finds a barrel, not in Adam chavila chavira, chavira 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 chutz l'tchum. Let's say you found a barrel. It's wine or something, soda, and it's hefker, you want it, you need it. So you're allowed to pass it to your friend and to your friend. As long it says the Mishnah, even if it leaves the tchum where it was found, because the Maisa, you're allowed to go further. But Amru lo, but the Chachamim said lo talach zoyo temragli ba'alau. The Chachamim said no, don't take it beyond the tchum where it was found, because it still is settled for Shabbat in the area where the owner of it had left it. Okay, so that was our fascinating Mishnah. And I really appreciate everyone being part of this wonderful series. May Hashem help us be busy doing good things instead of be busy doing nonsense. And Torah Shows is here. We love volunteers. I just got a text via WhatsApp today from someone who wants to help spread news about this. This is a wonderful chizik to me. I think her name is Adina Berger, and she should be blessed from Hashem. Okay, so Chaim Lax, thank you for sponsoring today's Mishnah. It should be Aliyas Neshama for Kamen Ben Chaim, your father, and Shendel Basmama Fimid, your mother. May they be well in Gan Eden. Torah Shows also wants you to know we started this year 3 years ago in memory of my father and father-in-law. And if you would like to sponsor a share, it's only 101. And the money not only helps the share motivate me to make the share, but also for my other projects and programs for Jewish children nationwide.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.